Greetings. This is James Gunn with As You Wish Talk Radio and ESETI Stargate. We're on VMO, Rumble, ESETI TV. a lot of outlets out there. BBS Radio is the big monster. It goes out to millions of people. Take a drink here real quick because we've got some crazy stuff going on in the news. I just saw a video. It's you know, I don't know if it's real or not, but I was sent a video of our, I call him our coastlander and thief, basically, because we call him that because the lamestream media, you know, and him are in the cahoots, they throw out one accusation after another, which, you know, gives away their game plan. But thief is obvious, you know, millions taken from foreign countries to do their bidding and spending billions on other countries, protecting their borders and pushing his woke agenda while pulling the rug out from under hardworking Americans. So anyway, that's how he gets those names. But you know, just watch these defenders of democracy destroy the republic, the constitution, the energy supply, the food supply, the family unit, you know, anything that benefits the American people, and replace it with an agenda that, you know, Satan would be proud of. Basically, he could have not done a better job of writing that one, you know. But and now with the banks failing, it's finally personal. I've always said, you know, people are not going to do anything until it's personal. It has to become personal. Now it's personal. You know, with the food shortage and the energy shortage and, you know, the price of gas and now with the banks, it's real personal. So it's, I think people are going to, you know, finally figure it out. So, but supposedly he's now pulling the alien invasion card, telling us the skies overhead are filled with aliens, and he does not know their intention. You know, of course he doesn't. They're looking for intelligent life. You know, why would he know their intentions? You know, it takes an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent to have contact, and he's kind of failed on every one of those levels, and so has his administration. So anything alien coming out of this administration, you know, it's going to be whitewashed or shifted. You know, the good will be evil, the evil will be good. You know, it's like, That's where they're going to try to take this. But, you know, it's crazy. The New York attorney, I guess, prosecutor, they call Malvin the chickmunk. His case is falling apart against Trump. And looks like no one wants to play his illegal game. You know, he might lose his license on this one if he continues. But, you know, the way he's packaging this thing and what he's doing is breaking every law. You know, any first year law student is going to go, are you kidding me? Now, this is does not make any sense whatsoever. But again, it's just the lamestream media and the deep state and their installed prosecutors doing their thing, you know, which is going to actually backfire on all of them. And speaking of the banks, there's long lines forming, you know, bank runs everywhere. Yellen saying no bailouts. Biden is saying, hey, taxpayers will foot the bill. No worries. You know, and he's telling all of his friends, you know, in Silicon Valley and social media and all these guys, no worries. You know, the taxpayer will pay for everything. And that's going to come to an end now that the Republicans have taken over the House. But there's still a rough road ahead. There's a lot of rhinos in the Republican Party, but there are some warriors coming forward. We've had just phenomenal UFO activity up here. We've been filming one ship after another, after another. Every time I have clear sky and I go out there, there's big old power-ups coming right over the house here. And that hasn't ended. You know, we're getting all these little trolls, you know, saying, you call that contact, you call that contact. And I go, well, yeah, when you know exactly when the ships are going to appear, and they fly over your house on a regular basis, and you tell others, and it's well documented that exactly when and where they're going to appear, and then the whatever you call those people, the controlled narrative people, you know, won't mention that. They won't mention that. Although Paranormal State did a really good job because we told them exactly when and where the ships would appear. They had the cameras rolling. You know, Ancient Aliens, when Peter Slattery and John Vivanco, we all told them separately when the ships would appear and where, and they totally failed on that one. They didn't even care about it. they didn't even have their cameras out. So anyway, so goes the controlled narrative. I wanted to talk a little bit about that. I know it's like kicking a dead horse, but I just keep seeing these events going on over and over, and they use the word contact in them, or they use the word, you know, whatever, and it's not going to happen. You know, folks, if you're going there expecting contact, that's a controlled narrative. It's been a controlled narrative since even before Roswell, and it hasn't changed a bit. And I've just been finding out some things, and I'm not going to mention names, but I've been finding out why I'm not invited to most of the major conferences. And it boils down to two things. One, the money at the top. It's a multi-billion dollar business, and there's big money involved, and it's a lot of Hollywood money. And I would like to say that money is a little dirty. And I mean, not a little, it's got some influences behind it. And we've talked a lot about that. It's one of the reasons why David Wilcox, and Corey Good, you know, left a certain group. You know, they made it very clear that we're not going to support this Luciferian program. But but that's heavily infiltrated. And then I've seen the people that have actually invested in or bought out the major conferences, and it's replete with that kind of energy. Some of the people are card carrying, you know, Council on Foreign Relations, you know, members, and you know, it's just unbelievable where it's gone. So anyway, I doubt very much. I really don't want to. It's degenerated for a long time, and it's gotten worse and worse and worse. And now it's at a point where anybody authentic is just left. They pretty much left the field, which is going to really piss off the posers and the other people that are keeping this controlled narrative going. But, you know, basically, if you keep the story going that UFOs, you know, were they here in the past? Could they be government back engineering? Could they be Hitler's back in engineering, like Hitler back engineered the UFOs? And we've had that technology since the 30s. And so basically all these stories that they're telling you are to keep you distracted with your neck cranked back to the past. And so they're not gonna allow anybody coming forward saying, hey, they're here now. These are very spiritually and technologically advanced beings. They're here to assist humanity to get through this huge shift, this planetary ascension. And they have, you know, fearless energy technology. They have anti-gravity technology. They have counter-gravity technology. They have what some people call med beds, like times 10. And they've conquered, you know, disease, war, and poverty. And they've done all this. Well, that goes against the status quo and the major corporations, and the major corporations are owned by these other groups that we were talking about. And so you're going to see a major censorship of anybody authentic out there. But the good news is there's a split happening. And so there's a lot of good people in the film industry that are splitting away from the old guard and that old Weinstein generation crap that's been going on. And they really want to put out some good movies that are going to educate and enlighten the American people and things like that. So that's starting in the works, but it's outside of the, I know Corey's working with some people too on that. We have our own groups and there's a lot going on, but you know, there's, and with that shift, you know, there's going to be, I mean, we're in it. We're in this war right now. And it's a war between the posers and the authentic. It's a war between those who want to control and enslave you, their dependency, and keep you stupid and dumbed down and sick and in poverty and all that stuff. And the people that are here to rise, you know, it's the same program in Atlantis and Lemuria. The Atlanteans use technology. And they went so far in technology where they started using their technology against universal law, and they use their technology to manipulate and spy on people and control people and everything. And then the Lemurians were saying, hey, you're out of alignment. And there was split between their people too as well, saying, you know, you're not going with universal law, and you're losing your connection to Creator. You've gone off in technology. And so the other groups were aligned with the Creator within all creation, the unseen God. And they felt that we should be helping those less fortunate, you know, reach their highest potential. And they're really focused on freedom and all the basics that are basically in the Constitution. And so you're seeing this all being played out again. The same scenario is being played out. It's those who want everybody to have a loving, joyous, abundant life and live in freedom and harmony with each other and nature. And there's this other group that just wants to control and dominate, and they're on the downward spiral. And so that's what we're seeing unfold right now. The Native Americans talk about the two lines of evolution, and one group chooses to live a spiritual life in harmony with each other and nature, and they're in service to others, and the other group is in service to self, and they want to control and dominate, and they will do everything to extort, you know, whatever they can, every last drop of our essence, you know, out. And that group is on a downward spiral, and they're imploding. That direction goes nowhere, and they're in free fall right now, and we're watching that. So what you're seeing going on with all these shifts and chaos and banks and all that is all part of this. It's part of this shift happening. It's a bifurcation of worlds, like two worlds splitting apart, and one is going to collapse. And if you're connected to that old world as it's collapsing, you're going to collapse with it. So it's time to break away and just say, okay, enough's enough. We're going to do something different. And that's where we need to go. But this is all being played out right now. You can't miss it. I think we just had a G4 solar storm, I guess, on a 1 to 5 scale. It's on a 4. The biggest in 6 years. This is really hammering people. We just had some X-class flares. And right before that, we had the Carrington effect event that let a massive solar flare off all the way around the sun. And it went off just, I think it was just a few days ago. A couple of weeks ago, I think it was. I don't know. I'm really bad with time. But anyway, and what's really weird is there's this little corridor where Earth was that nothing happened. Go figure, you know, like it blew off all the way around the sun, basically. And there's this little space where Earth just happened to be, and nothing happened there. You know, where did that energy go? And to me, we have actually videos and photographs of these ships actually expanding their fields and blocking these solar events. And you know, we would have been with no grid, no ATM, no internet, you know, everything would have been, we would have been back to the 20s, basically, if we haven't had intervention. So there's been a lot of intervention. There are some incredible beings watching this. They're overseeing this whole thing, and they're doing all they can to help us. But we've got to ask for help. We've got to do our part, and we have to ask for help. So, this old saying, God helps those who help themselves. You can't just sit back and whine and cry. You got to do something and, you know, get busy, get active. Turn off your TV, get rid of this CNN. And these are a bunch of pathological liars. They're a controlled narrative too. So, turn this off because the reality that they are creating for you is total despair. Basically, that's where they want to take you, and that is their agenda. So, you know, turn that off. There's so many things happening, but I really want to focus mainly on the shift that's happening and the energy that's coming in. So when these big shifts happen, what I've noticed is it creates a lot of chaos and a lot of emotional outbursts and a lot of projection, a lot of blame, and a lot of jealousy, and all this stuff is coming up, and it's replete throughout every institution. It doesn't matter. The religious institution, the political institution, the UFO, which was once a community, which is no longer a community. It's been totally infiltrated. Spiritual community, all this, civilization in general is all going through a huge shift. And a lot of, some people are pulling out and really anchoring into that unconditional love and joy and bliss energy and grounding that and just saying, I don't have time for all this drama. I want to be in harmony with each other and nature. I want to live in this direction. And these other people are the dividers and they're trying to stir up all kinds of trouble and things like that. And a lot of it's just foundation of jealousy and a lot of it's unhealed wounds and traumas from past experiences. And just a lot of the old paradigm being worked out, you know, it's a real controlling program. I've talked a lot about that, you know, why, like in marriage or love, why do you need a contract? You know, that doesn't make any sense. A contract, that's bondage. That's a control program. That's not love, that's control. And a lot of people are upset about that when you say that and you go, well, what are you afraid of? If you really love each other, then you're going to be together no matter what. That's the way it's going to be. And you're going to stay together. And if it's time for that to come to an end, you've learned all you need to learn out of that experience, or there's something else happening, you know, it's okay. You know, it's like, don't hang out where you're not appreciated. Don't hang out where there's a lot of stuff being worked out that may not be in your highest and best good. And love of self sometimes demands leaving situations and setting boundaries and moving out of these situations. So you're going to see a lot of that happening right now. And that's part of this energy coming in, this shift. And everything is, you know, March Madness is in full swing and it's going to keep going through April and May and all the way into July. There's going to be huge shifts and changes. So don't fall for the alien invasion. If the benevolent ETs are here, they're observing all of this. Anything you're going to see is either Project Bluebeam or it's the dark fleet, that, as Corey calls them, you know, it's whatever's left of their fleet, you know, trying to make it look like there's an alien invasion. But again, I would not expect any truth concerning ETs coming out of the White House or the current administration. Just whatever they tell you, just reverse it. And then you'll have a better, as it before, you know, you have a better grasp on the truth if you just reverse everything, you know. And but anyway, it's really important right now to, you know, get some really fresh, good water, do whatever cleansing you can, eat really close to the earth, eat lighter, you know, make sure, you know where your water comes from, the air, you know, their chemtrails, all this crap there. You got to figure ways around this stuff. And there's ways of detoxing and getting these things out of your system. So, and also too, check out the, you know, the, I think the conspiracy, all these conspiracy channels and things like that. The problem is they're right. They've been right all along. I'm not saying all of them right, because now they're trying to add more conspiracy that are fake conspiracies to kind of derail those situations. But, you know, everything that's unfolding right now was talked about a long time ago. It's all prophesized. Even Edgar Casey talked about this. He talked about the war and how Russia was going to be the cradle of Christianity and they're the real. And so all of this has been prophesized and it's coming to be, you know. So and they also talked about, you know, the institutions all fallen. In my books, I talked about the big reversal, that everything, every agency is going to be reversed and they're going to do exactly the opposite of what their mandate is. And that's where you need to go. You say, look, you know, what you're doing is you may call it legal, but it's not lawful and it's not aligned with your mandate. And so get educated in that, as far as what's legal and what's lawful. You're going to be blown away the more you go down that rabbit hole. But anyway, it's all unfolding right now. I know it's rough right now, especially with these solar storms coming in and the solar flares and the Schumann resonance off the scale. and people just going off all around you, and all the backstabbing and betrayals and survival, people in survival and fear, and their issues are coming up and they're projecting and blaming. I mean, it's a mess out there. But get out in nature as much as you can, and you're going to find out the more enlightened you become, the more you love yourself, the more you're going to step away from all this and figure out ways to spend more time with just some close friends and in nature and things like that, because the rest of this stuff is just, I mean, it's a storm, and it's an S storm right now unfolding. And so, it's funny because I've taken over a year off and just been working in nature and grounding things. And I still hear all this crazy stuff going on. And I go, wow, really? And some of it, I can't even go. Some of it is so ridiculous. I'm not even going to go there. There's Manchurian candidates. There's all these people trying to get their name on the docket and coming up with all these stories. And there are people I don't even know. I've never even met these people. So I'm not even getting into that. There's nothing to defend. I'm not even going to worry about it. But anyway, you'll hear the big, you'll hear the, it's just like the news, like when the Democrats or the mainstream news is pointing the finger, there's three fingers pointing backwards. And it's the same thing in the UFO community between the posers and those who are authentic. And the posers have got the pulpit right now. They've got they're in all the conferences. They got control of the conferences. They've infiltrated all of them. And it's really funny. And they're in charge of contact. These people are in charge of contact. And basically the problem is that the ETs don't recognize them as being in charge of contact, and actually most have nothing to do with them or don't want to have anything to do with them. So, you can make your own contact. You can focus on love and joy. You can release the past. You can heal your wounds and traumas, make your own personal God connection, make your own contact. And that's where you need to go. It's an internal process. It's not external. So you're going to be really disappointed if you expect somebody to fill in all the blanks for you and introduce you to an ET, because it isn't going to happen that way. It just doesn't happen that way. And if it does happen that way, it's probably a part of the Gray Alliance, or something, or some reptilian or something. So there is a lot of that going on too. A lot of people mistakenly are having contact with these other beings, and they have an agenda. And again, that agenda is to pull the rug out from under you as far as your freedom and your prosperity, your health, everything. So they feed off your pain and suffering and fear and all that stuff. So be careful out there. It's not all what it seems. I've had a lot of conversations with people about these people who are so-called experts in the field, and they've never seen a ship. They haven't done any research into the spiritually and technologically advanced ones. They know nothing about their culture. They know nothing about their history and how much they've interacted with the earth, but they're experts. And you just go, seriously, what? And they're experts on the controlled narrative. That's what they're experts on. So, and that's it. And that's pretty much what's going on right now. So good luck. Really, it's time to go within. It's time to release the past and heal any wounds and traumas and make your own personal connection with Creator and make your own personal connection and get with the awakening healing process. Be of service to humanity, the earth, in this process. But really take care of yourself and love yourself and get grounded, or you can't help anybody. Basically, that's all I want to say on my rant. So I'm going to go into, there were a lot of questions that didn't get answered last time, and I want to cover those. I feel kind of bad about that, but we can't get it all into an hour show.
Could you explain in as much detail as possible what the soul consists of? How much individuality does it have compared to the personality that we have in this incarnation?
Wow, that's an interesting one. The soul, what does it consist of? Okay, if you go to 10 different beliefs or religions, or you're going to hear 10 different stories, and that's just, and 10 different names. And so I'm going to give you how it was taught to me in a very simple fashion. I've studied with yogis and lamas and things like that, but you know, basically what it is you have your physical body, and your physical body has cellular memory in it from other lives and past lives and passing down. So your physical body has cellular memory, and that's part of your personality. So your mental body has all the social engineering and nonsense you've been taught in this life. And the intellect is just a drop in the sea of consciousness, but right now it's just worshiped. I don't know why. It's crazy. Because your emotional body is massive compared to your intellectual body. And so there's an intellectual IQ and there's an emotional IQ or an EQ that we need to look at. And unfortunately, there are a lot of people running the show that have brilliant intellects, but they're emotional cripples. And that's a very imbalanced way of looking at things. And then you have your astral body. Now, within your astral body is everything you've ever done, everything you've ever been. It's in the astral level that travels around in 4D. And that has everything. And you can only access that through the emotional body. The intellectual body can't access that. So people that are just running on the personality, self, and intellect have no access to all of the ancient wisdom residing within them, which is including all past lives and all other experiences. So when you go up the vibrational continuum and you're in the astral body, now the astral body is, there's a lot of problems within the astral body because you're in the astral level, and that's 4D, and the lower 4D is all that things that go bump in the night, you know, the poltergeists, what do you call them, shadow beings, you know, aliens, negative aliens, all this stuff is in the lower 4D. And you go up into mid 4D, it's just everybody kind of reincarnating on the loop, on the wheel. And you get into the higher 4D and you have masters and guides, but they're still trapped because of a religious or cultural programming, something that doesn't allow them to move into unity consciousness. So that's another one. And so you want to get out of the astral body. You want to go through those levels. And when you connect into the etheric body, which some people call your blue body, that is your divine blueprint. That's your whole and healthy, perfect self. That is your perfect incarnation. And so the trick is to clean up your lower bodies and to allow access to your blue body, which is going to reprogram your physical body, including your DNA, every atom, every cell, every muscle, every tissue, bring it into alignment with your whole and healthy, perfect self. And that's where you want to go. And now above the etheric body, you have, you know, what people call the Buddha body, you might call it the Kuan Yin, Mary body, Christ body. It's Christ consciousness is what it is. And then above that is like the I am, above that is the God self, above that is the cosmic self. So there's all these levels, and you feel you can be pulling from your cosmic self or your God self and be in a physical body. And there's other people that are just pulling from their personal file, and they're a personality and a body, and that's all they are. And unfortunately, that has a lot of humanity are running that program. And they're waiting for some external source to tell them who they are, to social engineer them and tell them where to go, what to do, you know, what to do to be safe. You know, you should be very scared because this is coming and this is coming. And you know, that whole program, they're running that program. So you really got to create, by healing the wounds and traumas, you know, the cellular memory, you know, working to release that by clearing out the wounds and traumas in your the wrong conclusions in your intellectual body, the traumas in your emotional body, even past lives that reside in the astral level, that's part of the astral level of yourself, your astral body. When you clear those out and you create a direct link up with your blue body, that's when you heal. That's when you manifest. That's when you create, because you're in perfect alignment with your God self or these higher levels of consciousness. So that's where we're in the process. We're going through a crash course through the the multidimensional or vibrational continuum, and we're rising up and we're going back and forth, and there's turmoil happening and craziness and chaos. And that whenever you have a huge interjection of energy, which what the planet is going through and the planet's ascending, it's going to have smooth times and rough times and chaotic times and peaceful times. And but those are going to expand exponentially. So we're really going through the ringer right now. Everybody is, because we're trying to align ourselves with our etheric body on up. And some people are struggling, holding so hard to their wounds and traumas and the blame and projection game and everything else. And that's not going to work in the days to come. And so you're going to see all that come up, you know, all the victim patterns, all the, you're going to see that victim, persecutor, savior triangle spinning around and around. And, you know, victims are going to flip out because they came with agendas. They didn't get their agendas met. So now they become persecutors, and then they try to pull the saviors into their persecution. And then it just goes around and around and around. And you got to pull out of that. And what are they judging by? Their socially engineered past. That's what they're judging from. So you got to let go of all those old, you know, programs. And they said to ascend, you have to master emotions and judgment to ascend. And if you don't, you're not going to ascend. And so, you know, that's the bottom line. You know, when you see the God in everyone and everything, and you've mastered your emotions, you're not getting caught up in all these dramas. And, you know, you don't, you know, nobody knows what another soul needs for a completion. I like what Byron Katie says, there's your business, other people's business, and God's business. When you get into other people's business, you're screwing up, you're blowing it, you're taking away from your own ascension process, your own healing. And so, you know, it's, you know, other people's business is God's business. And so those that can understand that are going to take a fast track to ascension. So I know that was a really long answer, but it was a very thorough answer, and that's the only way I can explain it. But right now, we don't have the luxury of hanging out in a wounded, traumatized personality or personal self. It doesn't. And I like what the Lama said. He said the only reason, you know, you have any, your, he said, I'm trying to remember what he said. It's something about the self. I'm trying to remember. So all of your problems come from thinking there is a self. You know, all your self, your problems are self-created, and they come from identifying with the self, you know, and when you let go of that. And as you move up the dimensions, identity becomes less and less and less. So people are fighting right now to make a name for themselves, to be important, to be, and that's all external. That's all happening on a personality level. It's happening in the lower levels. So don't get involved in that. You know, just focus on your own ascension and focus on love and joy and bliss until you become it. And don't let anything pull you from that center. And that's how we get through.
I'm curious to know if we keep our same DNA throughout our earthly and galactic past lives.
Wow, another good question. Do we keep our same DNA through other earth? Well,
earthly and galactic.
God, again, there's so many levels to that, because a lot of us will be born into a family and we choose to come back into that family because of our love or unfinished business or things like that. So you'd be kind of being born into similar DNA, not exactly the same. And if you passed on your cellular memory to somebody in that family and it became their kid, then you'd be taking that on too. So, and as far as the, there's been a lot of intervention where you have connections, past lives in other advanced civilizations, Pleiades, Orion Council of Light, all these Andromedans, Arcturians, all this stuff. And they have intervened and actually given you an upgrade so you can finish what you came to do here. It's part of the planetary liberation process. So everybody's different. There's so many different things going on. I can't say, you can't say yes. It's yes and no. And, or yes and yes. It's like everybody's different. And so some people, you know, the old saying, you never know what another soul needs for completion. They may be hooked into seventh dimensional consciousness, but they got one last thing to figure out down here. And they're, they're working that out, and you just don't know. And so you can judge them by your socially engineered patterns and programs as to be less than or bad or whatever. And that's just going to take you down to that same level, you know? So there's, you know, you can move into a space that's called direct knowing, where you just know, you just know things, and you're getting fed from higher dimensions. But there are a lot of people that claim that that's where they're at. So they're self-righteously judging others, but really you're not. If you're self-righteously judging others, you're not pulling from the seventh dimension, because your seventh dimensional self could actually give a shit.
Are we able to change our DNA through meditation?
You can definitely change your DNA through meditation. You can, DNA is always communicating, and we have the DNA of the gods, and we can re-communicate with the gods, little g gods is what I'm talking about. And even Jesus said, you're all gods, but DNA is always communicating, and that junk DNA is not junk, and it can be activated and altered and changed. And so when you meditate, the more you connect with the divine blueprint, your DNA is going to change. The more you connect with higher beings with higher DNA, DNA is communicating, it's going to repattern that. And think of DNA as more of not so much a solid building block, but it's more of an energy. You know, it can pass through walls, it can change. It's they've proven that you can. DNA is more of a pattern, it's more of an energetic pattern that can be changed.
Was Jesus from Lyra?
Hi, was Jesus from Lyra? That's interesting. I know Jesus incarnated from the plane of bliss, and he was done. He was done with any need for a physical body or a physical world. He was done. And they actually had to upgrade his body so he could come back in and help us, you know, in through these times and through the past. But I would imagine he could have been a Lyran. I know he came from a space where he's everyone and everything, you know, so he's probably one with, you know, being at one with everything is all races, all cultures, all throughout the multiverse. And so energetically, you can be one with it through consciousness. You can be one with everything. So did he have Lyran DNA? I would imagine he probably did have, he probably was connected to the gods. And I know, well, Mary had Lyran DNA. So Mary was, Mother Mary was, her DNA went back to ancient Lyra, and she had very pure genetics, which is why they used her. And she went through all the, you know, both the Marys were very adept, very wise, and they went through all the mystery schools and everything. So, and all the grandmothers were involved in that, the House of Mary. We need to let go of all these programs that diminish them, you know, because they were awesome, you know, and they still are awesome, and there's, you can still connect with them.
I've been wondering whether clones know that they are clones.
I really don't think they do. I would imagine they can probably become sentient or become aware of that. And they'd probably be pretty upset about it when they find out that, but I think for them to function, it'd be important that they didn't know they were clones for them to function.
Also, are there ways other than intuitively that a clone can be discerned by us with decent certainty?
I think we have, there's names for this. They, you know, people call it the BS meter, or the, you have an inner sensitivity that tells you when things are off, things aren't right, you know, things, you know, something's wrong here. And we need to start listening to that and sit with it. When we get that feeling, and don't let people talk us out of it, because there's a lot of people you'll meet and you go, oh, something, this isn't right. Something's off here. And, you know, a lot of famous people, when you meet them, they're not what they were on stage. Same thing in the UFO community. There's a lot of people, some of the top people in the field are not, their public persona is totally opposite than their real persona. And then some things have stepped into people and they're not who you think they are. And so we have to really learn to develop that inner sensitivity and sense the intentions of people and our beings or whatever they're doing, and use universal law to discern whether or not this person, you want to hang out with them, you know, because they know how, they're good. They know how to say all the right things. A lot of them know you better than you know yourself, and they know where all your openings are, all the chinks in your armor, and they can get in there and they can get you on their side and turn you against other people. And that happens a lot. And until you have that inner sensitivity developed, which is why we teach inner sensitivity training and self-mastery courses and all of that, is to help people develop that.
What do you call an oversoul, and how can it take over?
You know, an oversoul, again, we're getting into semantics. And an oversoul is, you know, would be one of your higher bodies. But again, there's oversouls of plants, there's oversouls of animals, there's oversouls of rocks. The mineral kingdom, they have different names for them, divas, oversouls, different things. It's a semantic thing, so I'm not exactly sure. Now, what's happening is I was told that there's a fail-safe mechanism in our soul and those that have souls, and that is being triggered and activated, and people are going through some huge traumas and crisis when that happens, because all of a sudden, they're going to have to come to terms with their world, and it's not what they thought, and their interactions in the past and everything. When that happens, it's called a soul merge. The Tibetans talk about it, and it's a rough ride, and it's happening right now. So it's like, that's the fail-safe mechanism. And when that's kicked on, and that's kicked on through higher consciousness and energy, and the sun and all these other things are happening, is kicking that on.
Will you speak about the feline beings and where they are from and why they are here at this time?
The feline beings have a long history in our past, and you're going to find them underneath Antarctica. They were here a long time ago, and they were here along with the ancient Lyrians. They worked alongside the ancient Lyrians. There's three different levels to the felines that we've experienced. There's the humanoid cat-like beings. There are panther beings, and then there are lion beings, which are huge. I mean, these guys, and they're the protectors of the gods, and they protected the gods that operated out of universal law. They would not protect the ones that fell. And so in ancient times, the fallen ones, they lost their connection, their protection with these beings, and they eventually left. And most of them went back to Lyra, or most of them in Sirius right now. And that's it. They're Sirian. They're in that system. Most of them go by Sirians, but they're beautiful beings. I love them. I mean, they're awesome. And once I went up on a ship, I went out of body and went up on a ship, and there was a fifth dimension one by the name of Bagheet, and just beautiful. And all I saw was this beautiful blonde hair in the back. And I turned and I looked at her and I go, boy, she's beautiful. And she jumped up and ran towards me and gave me a big hug. And it blew me away, because she wasn't totally human. She was feline human, and beautiful, though, very beautiful, and just loving, but powerful and incredibly fast and graceful, beautiful beings.
Are the ships using something to raise the frequencies on Earth?
You know, the ships are definitely doing something. I don't know. Now, this is really out there, but I'll share it with you. Once I have had all my past life memories return to me, and they've been everything. Everything from Vikings and road bandits and what else? I mean, I was a cripple, but I've had a lot of yogi lives and lama lives and things like that. And I had a lot of off-world lives in fifth, sixth, and higher dimensional lives on it. But One of the, God, what was that question? I just lost it. I went off track.
Oh my God, I lost it too and I got rid of it.
I went off. Oh, okay. The reason I was going there is one of my lifetimes I wore a very close suit of armor. Yeah. And it was white and it looked like something out of Star Wars, but it wasn't the negative side. But I had this white outfit on and I was in a ship and I was flying over these planets and there were some extreme energy imbalances on these planets. And there's places that were just really imploding and other places that were evolving and things like that. And we had technology where we knew how to balance out the energies and add certain amount of energy here and there and to bring these things so they wouldn't implode or collapse, you know. And I'm sure that technology still exists. And we would fly around a planet and the ship would monitor everything and then start altering the energies and bring the planet back to balance. And I'm sure they have that. And now there is a universal law. We do need to ask for help. And I'm sure they have that technology. And I know there's a lot of help happening. There is a lot of energy. Their consciousness and energy is adding to the collective consciousness as well. And there's immense beings here right now that are helping us get through these times. So they're working a lot with consciousness and energy. And they're definitely working with the grid, the earth grid, and doing a lot of repairs on the earth grid and bringing it up to par.
James, can you speak about the wars with the spiders?
You know, I don't know about the spiders. I've heard of them. I've heard of little nano spiders that can infecting people. I've heard so many stories about that, but I don't have any personal experience in that. And there probably is somebody that has that. You know, but I just haven't had personal experience with them.
What do you think about those EMF patches? You know anything about those?
Yeah, I think we answered these last time, didn't we? EMF mm-hmm. patches?
But we tipped on them, but we never got
to them. Oh, yeah. I know some of these patches help. And I don't know if you're talking about phone protection and computer protection and things like that. And they have clothing. That I think it's Lambs makes this little commercial for them, and they make like underwear and a shirt and a hat and a beanie, and it works because I went through the airport with them and they freaked out. Every bell whistle went off and everything else, and they said we can't see anything. And I go, well, that's the idea, you know, it's called privacy. And they pulled me aside and I told him, I said, I'm wearing Lambs. Lambs is a blocks the fields of energy, you know, and they let me go through. They didn't bother me too much, but they said, you know, you came up on the radar and they couldn't see a thing. Everything was blocked, you know, so there is technology out there. There's a lot. I wear a little device. I don't know what it is. It's got all kinds of metals and everything in it. And sometimes if I'm going to a major market or something like that, or going into town, I'll put that on, and it does help block a lot of it.
I understand that we were seeded by 12 races and had godlike qualities. Then the reptilian and Dracos came and turned off all but two strands of DNA. Why did those that seeded us leave us here alone? Shouldn't they have stayed to protect what they created?
I've heard that story, and there has been a lot of genetic tinkering on both sides of the event. And just like Enki and Enlil, you know, Enki wanted us to reach our highest potential, and we were actually going past some of them, and they got upset about it because the human genome combined with the ancient Lyrian genome was very powerful, and they got freaked out by that. Enlil wanted to see that experiment done and clean up the planet. But there's a lot of that has been going on. It doesn't, you know, that DNA that is inactive is being activated right now. We can activate it spiritually. There's technology and formulas that can activate it. There's a lot of ways of activating that DNA. So we can get back. But the main thing, don't be a victim and don't see yourself as humanity as a victim. We're not. And we just need to step up to the plate and ask for help. And the guys that supposedly abandoned us are back now, so they can reattach that or fix that, you know, if we ask for help.
Will the land and water be made toxin free again?
You know, the land and the water, there are technologies that are frequency technologies that will, most toxic chemicals are very complex structures, and you can break the bond and render them back into a crystalline form or non-toxic. There are technologies, there's water technologies that do that. The technology is here, but there's a lot of people making a lot of money on keeping us stupid and sick, you know, and so they don't want to bring those out. And the other guys are making billions of dollars on creating those chemicals. So they're unnecessary chemicals. They aren't, everything can be done through technology, basically, you know, as far as, you know, Rife technology. You can zap cancer, you can zap any virus or bacteria or anything else that is harmful, and you can do it on a huge scale, you know, so you don't need all these disinfectants and all these other things that are extremely toxic.
Last summer, I saw a black helicopter hovering over the lights on the mountain, and it was shining a searchlight down into the mountain lights. What do you think they were doing? Do you think it was something negative or positive?
Yeah, there's been a lot of intrusions, you might say. There's a door there, and the door opens up to the inner earth. And there's three levels to that. And the remote viewers are all aware of this. We actually brought all that information out when the ancient aliens was there, and they kind of squashed that one. But when we had all the remote viewers there, but they did validate everything that I've been talking about for years. So there's a very, very advanced civilization living on the interior there. They have extreme technology. They have their ships, and it's like a galactic airport there. And you can actually, if you film that area and slow the film rate down, you'll see these ships going in and out so fast that your eye can't even see them. But if you slow it down, all of a sudden you see, go, wow, there's another going in and out of the mountain. And every once in a while, something really big comes out, and it turns into it dematerializes and then rematerializes on the interior. But we see a lot of that happening. But I mean, there's some, just thousands and thousands of witnesses have seen this. And which is interesting, you know, with that many witnesses, that's what really upsets the controlled narrative people, because, you know, we just kept documenting, and we told other people, tell your story. You know, they can't take away their own experience from them. And so they've had their own experience, and then they go to these other things and they go, what? Go, contact's been going on for like 40 years over there. You know, like, they've proven it. Like, what, why are you still running these programs? And because it's a controlled narrative, basically.
I am in Southwest England, and I am seeing stars that are flashing green, blue, and white. I have always looked up at the stars, but it is very noticeable now that they are either closer or have changed in some way. What do you think?
You know, the stars are not, all of them are stars, but some are just stars, and sometimes they'll be low in the atmosphere and there's atmospheric disturbance that makes them blink all different colors. And there's still a star. And we had a lot of planets come together here recently. And there's another big planetary alignment coming up. And people go, oh, they're all UFOs. And no, it's just the planets merging together. And you know, a lot of people have seen the Big Dipper. And all of a sudden, one star will leave and another one will come back and take its place, which is really weird. I mean, I've heard this many, many times where they'll see a big UFO go right to the star and just become the star and hold that position. And it's kind of a way of being able to sit there and nobody knows you're there. But there's a lot of weird things going on with stars not being in the right place lately. We've watched the whole Milky Way change completely. It was like, it'll be going like almost north and south, and then next thing you know, it's at a 45 degrees and it's going east and west. And you're going, how did that happen in two nights? It's impossible. other than the earth's got a hell of a wobble going or something else is happening. But and I do think the earth is really going through changes. I think it's got a heck of a wobble and the fields are collapsing as well as the sun. The sun's going through a huge magnetic field change. So we're both, and that's going to bring change on every level. We got one more, maybe one more question. See.
When we ascend in our physical bodies to New Earth, will our loved ones that have passed away be joining us, or will they have to reincarnate back to the New Earth? I think that's a question we get a lot.
Yeah. You know, if you ascend, you can visit any of your loved ones. If you ascend, you can go anywhere because you're in a light body, basically. And all you have to do is think of them and you can connect with them because you're not trapped in this physical body. But there's a lot of that going on. It depends on where your loved ones went. A lot of them went back to the Pleiades, the Orion system, or they went back to, you know, Arcturus or somewhere else, who knows, Andromeda. And some just are on the wheel getting ready to reincarnate again. And some might be already here. You know, a lot of people just did the loop and came right back because they really wanted to see what was going to happen, you know, through these times. So, you know, it's hard to say, but I think it's pretty unlimited. Your loved one might be like 3 years old, you know, right. You know, and already reincarnated. So you just don't know, you know, you can know if you go within and ask, you can know and you can reconnect, but it's like a giant multidimensional phone book or vibrational mm-hmm. phone book. Everything is there. Everything is still there. Everybody's number is the same. And it's all about frequency and vibration. And everybody has their own frequency, their own vibration. And you can tune into anybody, anywhere, anytime. And it's all there if you're in spirit. So it's good to know. And you just got to release the past and rise to the occasion and you can have your communication. Guess that's it. We're out of time. I can't tell you enough. You know, keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent. There's a lot of craziness out there. Don't get wrapped up into it. Don't let people pull you down into their unfinished business. And a lot of intense energies coming in. And you know, a lot of us here, the close people around me, we've kind of pulled out of society and we've just been doing our thing, kind of recalibrating and figuring out what the next step is and everything. So we're going to go through some really turbulent times, but it's awesome on the other side. And, you know, these controllers, these manipulators and all this drama that's going on, it's not going to prevail. It's going to implode on itself. So, you know, be part of the solution. And again, hold a frequency, hold a higher frequency, and don't jump in to these, you know, victim, savior, persecutor triangles or all these dramas. You know, just hold that loving, joyous, high frequency, and it'll help people process and it'll keep you in those higher frequencies. So anyway, have a great evening. Good luck out there. And again, you know, take that side, you know, focus on that spiritual life in harmony with each other and nature and be in service to others mode, and you'll get through these times. So anyway, James Gillen signing off. Have a great evening and watch the skies. It's going to get busy up there.